morning, everyone. Happy Friday, and welcome to The Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. It looks like we have a birthday maybe to celebrate in the chat, or at least a birthday tomorrow with Capper Taylor. People are already singing happy birthday for him. Let's see if we're happy about the recap screen, as we've got Taft in the house. So hit the like button for Taft, but not for my picks. I go 0-2 with my golf plays, of course. Includes the plus 112. I got another plus money play for you today. I'm only throwing a half a unit on it. Stay tuned for that one. Let's see. Calvin Wetzel hits his. Proppy hits his. Mike McClure hits his. But it's 4-5 overall. Let's try to improve on that with some sports line picks. Now, we don't have the home run model today, but don't worry. We have A-Mags and EC. We'll talk home runs. But we do have a home run play over on Sportsline. So let's put it out here since we don't have the model. Yordan Alvarez home run, plus 230, courtesy of Jeff Hockman. And then we've got the Astros money line, minus 125, also from Jeff Hockman. And Ranger Suarez under 16.5 pitcher outs at plus 104. That one, courtesy of Prop Bet Guy. So that's a 3-0, hopefully. Maybe a 2-1. We'll see. We've got that home run play in there. That's a little different for the sports line screen. What's not different is that on Friday, we do BPE Friday. Let's go. Oh, look at the early edge gear from A-Mags. We've got whatever EC is doing. We got Brasco with UFC Serbia. We don't have Chip Patterson today. We'll have him back next week, I believe. But we do have back in action Mr. John Eimer, a.k.a. Buckets for your chip me up.
Your bucket full of chip or so. I don't really know. It doesn't matter, because what does matter is this. Good morning, Sia. Good morning, EC. Good morning, Danny Brasco. Good morning, A-Mags. Good morning, Taft Gant. Good morning, Early Edge fam. Listen, okay? Shut up and listen. I understand it's Friday. I know you're tired. It has been an absolute slog. You've worked your ass off to get to the end of the week, and now you're finally here, but you've still got 8 hours left in your workday? Don't worry. We've got you covered. We're going to give you the bets. We're going to give you the winners. We're going to give you the tickets to get you through this final day, to get you through this final push to your glorious weekend. Welcome to BPE Friday, baby. Let's go!
That was the nicest and most appropriate shut up I've ever heard on the early edge. What I'm discouraged about, Danny Brasco, is I'm looking at Bucket's picks. He's going to kick us off here with names I definitely cannot pronounce. And then we've got UFC Serbia coming up. More names I'm not going to be able to pronounce. Talk to me about this UFC card.
First ever card in Serbia. They're in Belgrade here, so you already know, Sia, me and Buckets will be saying our own recap picks.
Yep.
And I'm really excited. There's a ton of Serbian fighters that haven't, you know, debuted in the UFC yet. A lot of finishes I'm expecting, too. This should be a violent fight card. Another morning one, Sia. Coffee and violence, my favorite thing.
671 Stonefish says, yikes at the recap. I mean, it was 4-5. It's not like it was like 1-8. So I don't know what we're doing there. We've had a lot of good recaps over the last few months, so we can kind of chill out on that a little bit. EC, how you feeling, buddy? By the way, you've been the hottest guy, speaking of picks, for these early edge picks. Obviously, everybody understands Sportsline has like all the picks. Early edge is just a microcosm of them. But you've been helping out our recap screen. You're very hot. How you feeling, man?
Well, thank you, Sia. It's very hot in Arizona, and I'm playing golf, as you could probably tell right after the show. 116 out here today, and I'm going to give it a shot on the links. I'm probably crazy. But, Sia, 29-10 in my last 39 MLB picks, and I'm going for it's the 40th game. We got Yankees. We got Cubs. We got A-Mags. We got me, you know, Sniper and Ben included on the Cubs side. I will have a pick on that game. You can probably tell, based on what I'm wearing today, as to who I'm picking.
Yeah, I can. And what I can't tell, A-Mags, is what you're wearing. Well, what's that hat? I can't tell, literally.
It's the Cincinnati Reds hat. I got a little dust on it. I apologize. I've been sitting in my closet. But it's got the Mr. Redlegs mustache, mascot mustache in the logo. I like weird hats. You guys know that. So this is Cincinnati Reds play, which I've also posted on the Sportsline website already.
Oh, by the way, 671 Stonefish says, you're too sensitive, Sia. Put on the rhino skin. I'm just responding to the comments. I'm not really that mad about it, but I thought it was a little over the top. We got Chris Kish in here. Rambo is in here. Steve Folkerts, Dweezy Dub, Matt, Liddy is always in here. Thanks, everybody, for being in here. Let's get to some picks. We already got two picks out of the way, plus a home run play. Buckets, again, you'll be talking again on the recap screen. You'll be answering a lot of soccer questions in the chat. I don't know what's going on with the letters on my screen right now, but you're about to explain it.
Listen, Sia might not really be mad about it, but I am. Do you know how hard it is to put work in to find these obscure plays to bring you guys the energy and the bets every single day? Show some appreciation, damn it, because going to the poll. Sorry. Okay, my bad. Now, put on your rhino skin, Sia. You can handle this. Let's talk about Motor Lublin taking on Jagiellonia Bialystok and the Polish Ekstraklasa. I've got two of Danny's favorite teams clashing out, a little murder and coffee or whatever he said. I forget the saying. Listen, I expect goals in this game, but I don't like both teams to score. I especially don't like both teams to score at minus 180. If you're taking BTTS at minus 180, I wish you the best. That's not for me. Instead, I'm looking at Jagiellonia over 1.5 team total. This is currently priced at even money, plus 100. No juice, so no complaining in the chat here. I really like what this Bialystok team has done over recent seasons. We saw them last year finish third, only behind Lech Poznan and Górnik Zabrze. And I expect them to continue their attack, to continue what made them so efficient last season, and that was their striking. 56 goals scored last season. I know we're only on match day 2 of the Polish League, so we're still knocking off a little bit of rust. We're still figuring out our form here, but this is a team that has been blessed with one of the best attacks in all of Poland, and I expect them to go for goals regardless of if they're playing at home or on the road. I like them to find 2 at plus money. And bet number 2, we welcome back the Croatian HNL, which is the top flight of Croatian footy, and we're starting off with an absolute banger as Dinamo Zagreb will take on Slaven Belupo. And Dinamo Zagreb is a team that you've probably actually heard of, because this is a team with Champions League pedigree. This is a team that wipes the floor with the Croatian League every single year. However, Slaven Belupo is a team that is good enough to score on them. Both teams to score at minus 115. If you're a fan of head-to-head history, the last 4 times they've played, here's been the score lines. 4-1, 4-2, 5-2, 4-1. So maybe you take over 3.5 goals here as well, as you're feeling a little bit frisky. But I love both teams to score being at playable odds at minus 115. See ya.
I love having Buckets back on the show. You know what's funny, Buckets? You take like a 3 or 4 day break and we think you're gone for months. That's how much you are loved on this program and in this sports line universe. There's some questions in the chat, but I think before we get your questions in the chat, we got a lot that we can cover. But before we get there, EC, how about you give out your picks? And oh, by the way, somebody mentioned, because I know, you know, obviously you're the host of the Early Wedge. You and I have golf. Did I already mention Jake Knapp completely ejecting on the show? Not very good. I've got Michael Thor Bjornsson still, but EC, Cam Young is, I know you have a golf pick, but I just want to mention Cam Young is just like dominating the second round so far.
That's fine. He's pulling a Michael Kim, what we saw last week, see ya, but he is not going to win because you know who is? Ryan Gerard, who I gave out on Early Wedge at 40-1. Listen, he had the best putting round of his career yesterday. That's not repeatable today, but I am going to take a 3-ball with Gerard plus 104 over Steven Yeager and Stefano Mazzoli. So Gerard is 11th in second round scoring this year. Yeager is 140th. Yeager's gotten off to a great start, but he's lost strokes to the field in his last 6 second rounds, so he's not going to be good today. Mazzoli was a fluke. He won that alternate tournament when the dude from Great Britain melted down. So I'm not buying him, but I am buying that Gerard's irons and around the green play mitigate what is likely to be a pretty steep drop off in putting performance today. I think he goes out and shoots a 66 and blows these two out of the water. So we'll go with Ryan Gerard at plus 104 over Yeager and Mazzoli. And then because I'm on with A-Mags, I couldn't resist. Got to go with the Cubbies today, minus 144. I think I put it out on the site at minus 136. Shota Imanaga, since the All-Star break, 13 innings pitched, no earned runs. He's given up 2 or fewer earned runs in 5 straight games. And Will Warren, I mean, A-Mags, you can attest this. Will Warren hasn't been that great lately. Pitched once as a starter since the All-Star break, 6 runs on Sunday in Philadelphia, not good. Cubs have won 8 of 13. And by the way, last year, the game right before the All-Star break, these two pitchers squared off. Imanaga, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run in New York, in A-Mags territory. I think he gets it done again today. Cubs win it, and I go to 30-10 on the big run.
That, first of all, thanks for shouting out your record. It's pretty awesome. A-Mags, I got to get your response to this game. And by the way, I want to mention, obviously everybody knows that the golf plays are in the afternoon, but the Cubs-Yankees game is also in the afternoon at 2:20. So EC, we'll know your plays by, you know, 5-6 o'clock. A-Mags, your reaction to the fade of the Yankees?
I don't, you know what, I got to say the Yankees bullpen has been torn to pieces over this last series here. So I don't mind it. And actually saw a question on Imanaga strikeouts. I do think that might be an interesting look. The only thing, EC, talking about 116 degrees that you forgot about is that rain exists. There's flash flood warnings. There's rain in the area in Chicago. It looks like we might be okay, but they might have to wait a bit to play this game a little bit later in the afternoon. We'll see what happens with the rain there. But yes, rain does exist in other parts of the country there, EC.
I didn't know, Danny. I didn't know we had rain. I mean, I know you're in AMAX territory. I didn't know there's what rain is.
AMAX, I wanted to mention really quickly, because I've been watching the last couple of days some brutal games. I cannot watch another Anthony Volpe at bat. I'm pretty sure on his like fourth strikeout last night, he used our final challenge and it was a dead strike. I almost threw a tomato at the screen. Like, it's time to bench the dude. I'm sick of it, man.
Yeah, bit unfortunate that the lineup looks the way it does right now. I'll give you that. So I'll be betting on strikeouts in the at bat markets. And if we get some better news on the weather here, I wouldn't mind taking Imanaga to strike a bunch of these hitters out, because I think he could really just toy with them from that left side, unfortunately.
Hey, Max, we've got a lot of baseball questions, which we will get to, of course, your official picks throughout the show as well. But let me get to this one from Ramo. Bounce back day for CJ Abrams. Bryce Elder on the mound for the Braves.
Yeah, you have Bryce Elder on the mound. And I mean, look, I don't mind. You're getting the away team. You're getting a great hitter. You're getting a pitcher I really don't think is all that good. The only thing with Bryce Elder is that you generally would want to try to attack him with a righty. Lefties are hitting 207 off of him this year in 73 innings, but in just under 40 innings, it's a 298 average against righties. It's a very left-handed heavy lineup for the Nats, though, so I actually wouldn't be surprised if he kind of had an all right day, just because most of the hitters he's facing will be from that left side. So would rather be on the right side, but I don't mind it there on Abrams.
So we don't have the home run chart. As I said, we did have the pick on the front end of the show. AMAX, maybe you can give out like a play or two, or the hitting environment, or EC, you as well, hitting environment. But to be honest with you, I think this is a really good time for Buckets to roll some sort of die or just like randomly pick a home run guy. Don't do it now, Buckets. We'll save it for later in the show. Because right now, as he scurries for something random that he can roll, I want to tell you about a no sweat bet token that you can use with BetMGM. BetMGM players will receive a no sweat bet token to apply to any MLB home run bet. To use the token, make a bet on a player to hit a home run today. If they don't worry, you will receive bonus bets. I want to remind everybody, we've got 12 to 1 o'clock CBS Sports Network. Danny Brasco, Hayden Iverson are going to join me for UFC, and Calvin Wetzel is going to join me for WNBA plays and futures. That's 12 to 1 on CBS Sports Network. A lot more coming on this Sportsline YouTube channel right after this message from our partners. We're back on the Early Edge. Reminder, we're 40 days away from NFL kickoff. We've got golf picks to give out today. We got UFC picks, and we've got AMAG's official MLB plays. Let's go to UFC Serbia, Danny. You will be talking this recap screen. I think I can pronounce most of these names, though. I do want to put that out there. Talk to me about three plays you've got.
All right, we'll see if you can get the Serbian suffixes, the itches and such. But we're going to start out with a pretty easy name to pronounce, and it's on the prelims, too. I think this should be an exciting fight. I'm going with Bogdan Grad, and I like him to win this fight inside the distance. He's minus 198 on the money line, but we're getting plus 200 for a guy that 15 of his pro wins come by finish, or excuse me, 12 of his 15 wins come by finish. And he's fighting a guy in Dennis Bazookia that's 1-4 in the UFC. And I just don't really know what he has to offer at this point. He had almost 2 years off in between before his last fight. He came back and he got slumped in the first round with a huge left hook. KO of the year candidate Bazookia was the victim of. He's coming back now. Once you get the button touched like that, it's a little worrisome to me. And he's a decent fighter, but he just doesn't have any qualities in MMA that really stand out. His best win is over a guy that was cut from the UFC. And I think Grad's pace, his relentlessness, his explosive attack, and now his advanced grappling is just going to be a mixed attack that Bazookia is going to struggle with. Bogdan Grad also now training at Great Britain Top Team. He just did his training camp with Nathaniel Wood and coach Brad Pickett, who's really high-level team there. So I think he's going to level his game up. And just vibes here, he's got the blonde, like, Super Saiyan haircut now. So I'm feeling we get, like, Giga Chad, Bogdan Grad. And I like him by finish in this fight, plus 200. Next up, some more plus money action. I am an Alexander Rakic truther, and I stand with him. Give me Rakic by knockout at plus 145. Look, you're not often going to see a guy on a four-fight losing streak as a minus 350 betting favorite, but I think the writing's on the wall there. This guy finally has a matchup he can win. He's been losing to elite light heavyweight opposition, And yeah, he's gotten finished in a number of fights, so his durability has been in question. But he's 6'5", 79-inch reach. He's chiseled like a freaking Greek sculpture. And the guy was making 205 pounds. The weight cut was probably really draining to him and just wearing on his durability. He's now up at heavyweight. And maybe you say, well, how's he going to deal with the punching power of those guys up there, Danny? He got Marcin Tybura for his debut in this new division. Tybura is probably the least powerful puncher in the division. He's a crafty vet that knows how to win fights. He's a smothering grappler. But Rakic has been taken down once since his UFC debut long ago. This guy doesn't spend time on the floor. And he's just going to be way faster than his heavyweight opponents. The low kicks, the ability to switch levels with it, the footwork, the jab, the striking output. I don't see how Tybura handles Rakic if this fight stays on the feet. I think it's Rakic by piecery. I like him to debilitate his legs with low kicks, make him a sitting duck there for the TKO, and just force the ref to step in. Rakic, major bounce back win, plus 145 knockout at home in Serbia. And finally, speaking of at home in Serbia, let's go to the main event. Uros, the Dr. Medic, is headlining this first ever card in Belgrade. And oh man, he is a sniper of a southpaw. I like him to win this fight early by knockout in rounds one or two, because that's how his fights go. 10 of his 13 career wins come by round one knockout. His straight left hand is serious. It has finished his last three opponents inside the first round. He can crack you from halfway across the cage with that thing. He can put head kicks behind it. His knockout win over Jeff Neal was nasty. He kind of angled the left hand like a hook over the top, clipped the temple and put Neal down. His power is crazy, the bouncing in and out of movement. He's tough to deal with just as like a really big, swift guy. And he's facing Daniel Rodriguez, who, guys, is not coming out of the most fortunate circumstance. He was crossing the Mexican border after partying after his last win from Tijuana. He got stopped with some cannabis, which is not the same decriminalization or legalization in Mexico. And he ended up spending 8 months in Mexican prison. So he's just not going to have the right training for this fight. It's admirable that he's even taking the fight, but I don't think he's going to be up to snuff for the home southpaw sniper like Medic. I think he gets it down early with a nasty knockout win. Good luck to D-Rod, and good luck to you guys if you're riding these UFC Serbia picks.
All right. We love it. And we're going to get more of that from 12 to 1 today. Buckets, go ahead.
Danny, if I was wanting to feel a little bit, you know, crazy, right? I want to do something wild for that Uros Medic match. What do you think about Uros Medic to win in 60 seconds or less at plus 800? Just so a sprinkle.
That's what I call the gone in 60 seconds play, aka the Nicolas Cage play. And there is a fight that I like for that. Maybe not the Medic one, just because D-Rod is like kind of a gangster. He's a tough vet. You know, the cartel is going to maybe tell him, hey, get it to the second round. Just kidding. But you know what? Look at Vlasto Cepo versus Gilbert Urbina. This guy, Vlasto Cepo, is a madman. He just runs at his opponents, ringing hooks. There's no defense. There's no MMA. It's I kill you or I get killed. That fight may not go past 1 minute. Play it there.
All right. That to finish in 60 seconds plus 500. So I'm going to sprinkle that per Danny. And if it's
Vlasto
wrong,
Cepo versus Gilbert Urbina, Nicolas Cage play official.
I think Nicolas Cage is very overrated as an actor. With that said, put your favorite Nicolas Cage movie in the chat.
National Treasure is overrated, Sia. National Treasure is overrated. Everyone's like, it's such a good move. I'm like, stop.
I'm pretty sure everything he's been in since like the year 2000 is overrated. But I could be wrong. I'll have to go through the Rolodex. Let's get to some more picks. I still have my golf pick to give out. It's another plus 210 play. It's just a half unit play. We got to get to AMAG's picks, though. AMAG's, I know you're answering a lot of questions in the chat. I see you, Danny. Talk to me. And by the way, there's a lot of interest in this Hunter Green-Paul Skeens matchup. You have a play in that game as well. But first, talk to me about the Rays money line.
Yeah, and at the end of this, I will give you one of the – actually, I went into the model and I looked at what the home run props were. So I found what looks like a solid home run prop here. I don't have the exact list from Jake Fetner, but similarly, we'll give you one of the best picks. But yeah, let's get to my side here tonight. I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Rays, and the number is climbing a little bit, but I still would be fine with the money line, anything under minus 150 here. It's Nick Martinez, it's Eric Fetty, and I mentioned that really arduous series that the Yankees and the White Sox played in Chicago over the last few days. Both of the bullpens were torn up with multiple games that were, you know, leaking late into extra innings and a lot more pitching that needed to be used. Well, you've got Eric Fetty, who really hasn't gone much further than five innings recently at all, even, you know, only about four innings in some of these starts. So there's probably going to be some strain on that bullpen here. And I like what the Rays have done at home. I mean, they have been exceptional at home while the White Sox have not. We got the Rays 40-16 at home. It's pretty impressive. And then 23-30 on the road for the White Sox. So kind of just two teams that go in opposite directions when they go on the road and you know, are at home. I like the spot that the Rays don't have to travel. The only thing, and that kept me on this as more of a half unit play, was that it is, you know, highly likely, if not already confirmed, that the Rays closer Brian Baker will be out for this. He threw 50 pitches over the last two nights. So I think that is, you know, maybe a little bit to their detriment. I actually was starting to look at Nick Martinez over 17 and a half outs just because of how much their bullpen had been used over the last few days too, the Rays there. But Martinez has been significantly better than Fetty. I think he can at least give you 5, 6, maybe even 7 strong innings here tonight. And with that, I think the Rays do roll at some point on Fetty with the offense there. Secondly, to go with the hat and maybe his final start with the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati, he gets a bounce back spot here. It's Hunter Green. And I'm going to take the strikeouts. Look, the Pirates have been leading the majors with a near 30% strikeout rate against right-handed pitching over the last few weeks, almost to the last month, the start of July here. So when you look at this lineup, you're going to get a bunch of lefties, should be 5, if not 6. I'd love to see Tyler Callahan in there, that left-handed hitter with a big strikeout rate for Hunter Green. But even if not, you've got guys like Jake Mangum here who have never faced him. You've got five lefties that should provide him with some size, you know, suitable strikeout matchups. There's a couple guys with some pretty sizable numbers there from the right side, which I think can certainly help him. He's been better against left-handed hitters for the strikeouts. So having a couple righties in there that are 30% strikeout rates already, I think helps him on that front. Then you get the five lefties, which I think can be really solid for him for some strikeouts. And look, last time was just not a great start for him after he got through that fifth inning, because up until that point, Hunter Green was actually really good. He had 3 strikeouts. He had only given up 1 run, but man, the Cardinals got on him for 5 hits and 2 walks in the sixth inning. And Terry Francona even said he thought the stuff was really coming out of his hand good. Hunter Green said he felt good. They just had a few hits here and there. And you know, Francona called a couple of them, you know, excuse me hits, stuff that maybe is a little bit, you know, unlucky for the pitcher there. So it was a lower pitch count. It was, you know, a game in which that I think he certainly wants to bounce back from. And if you look at the 3 starts before last, it was 7, 12, and 7 strikeouts. So he really had been turning the strikeout stuff up. I think this is a very nice bounce back spot for him. I would have this at even money. So at minimum, it's 20 cents of value, in my opinion here. I went with the latter at 8, 9, and 10 strikeouts. I think that Hunter Green could have a really good one here against the Pirates for strikeouts tonight. So I saw that one. And I know we had some questions on Skeens, but at least on Skeens, because that Reds lineup is rather, it'll fluctuate. It's in flux. You have some guys that may play or they may not. I kind of want to get a bit more info on who would probably be playing here tonight, but I do like Skeens to have a strong strikeout performance as well. So either side, but I took the plus money in the ladder on Hunter Green. And real quick, Rafael Devers in the model came up as a very solid home run pick here, almost plus 500 odds out there against after the opener be against Ramon Marquez. And the model really liked that matchup for Devers tonight.
Buckets, I'm pretty sure you've only given out one home run pick this entire season, and I'm pretty sure it was on Rafael Devers. Is that your pick today as well?
No.
Well, Buckets, why don't you go to the Oakland Athletics against Detroit Tigers game and look?
I got one, Amex. I got one in that
game. Go ahead, EC.
There you go.
I got Jonah Heim at almost 6-1 against Framber Valdez. Stinks. I'm done with him. Had him on my fantasy team. I finally dropped him. He stinks. Jonah Heim's hit 2 home runs against him lifetime. And Jonah Heim is great against left-handed pitching. A third of his hits are home runs against lefties.
Okay,
I think he gets it done tonight.
Hold on. Framber Valdez not pitching today. It's Casey Mize.
Oh, they switched it. Valdez was scheduled.
Valdez is tomorrow.
Oh, he is.
The
okay.
The thought for me is just that Jeffrey Springs cannot pitch in this ballpark. He allows too many fly balls. If you look at his last 4 starts at home, it's 9 home runs allowed in 4 starts. Every single one of those, he's allowed at least 2 to the opposing team. I think that on the Detroit side is where you probably want to go for some home runs. Whether it's Dylan Dingler, whether it's Spencer Torkelson, I hope he's not shoved down the lineup. I might even take a little shot on Gleyber Torres, who's been terrible against lefties, but I don't think is as bad as batting 100 against them. So I do like your angle, but you probably got to wait till tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I thought he was pitching it and moved him back a bit. Okay, I'm going to give you another one then, Amax. How about Gabby Moreno for the Diamondbacks against Tanner Bibee? Bybee gives up a lot of home runs in general. The wind, I think, is going to be a little bit favorable in that ballpark. Moreno has been red hot lately. Not necessarily a major home run hitter, but we're getting decent odds, I believe, at probably like somewhere in the 5-1, 6-1 range. Yeah, something like that.
I don't mind it. You're on the away team. I think Tanner Bybee stinks. So there you go.
Okay. 7-1.
Buckets, this is all great, this like back and forth between AMAX and EC, but I could tell you were rolling the dice, and that's really all people care about when it comes to home runs. So what did the dice tell us?
So the dice told me not to bet on a home run. The dice told me to bet on... Okay, I wasn't going crazy. That was us. Okay. The dice told me to go on a batter stolen bases O-U prop, and I'm going with Kevin McGoingle to get a stolen base at +750.
Okay, that's an insane way to say his name. It sounds like a movie character. And I guess DC was right, because they just said in the chat that Casey Mize has been scratched due to trade rumors. So there you go. I don't know if it's going to be Framber. They still have Framber listed tomorrow. But it won't be Mize today, it sounds like.
How do you say his name, Amex?
That McGonagall. That was an insane way to say it.
How do you say these foreign names perfectly and can't get McGonagall?
All that matters is that when he steals the base, we all cash a 750. That's what matters with McGoingle. So he's got it back.
So we got a stolen base prop.
That's like the sound of slinky mates.
Listen, we got some more questions we got to get to before we get out of here. Brasco, it looked like you had something a couple of minutes ago as well, though.
Well, first of all, Nicolas Cage is taking too much heat in the chat, Sia. I think you were a little harsh. Con Air, The Rock, Face Off, these are classics. But you did say after 2000. You did say that.
Yeah, was he good? Hold on. Was he good in The Rock? Because I couldn't tell if he was being serious or funny in half of that movie. Go back and watch it.
That's sort of his thing, his like weird isms. It's like a Jeff Goldblum situation. Like you just kind of tune in for the Nicolas Cage-iness, you know? You don't quite know what the interpretation is. I enjoyed Lord of War a lot. A recent movie, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. That was kind of interesting with Pedro Pascal. Nonetheless, Sia, I did see one fight-related question or comment from Gippers, and he's talking about Dakota, KO, first round. That's in the PFL. Dakota Dichiva, perhaps one of the most shining and brilliant female fighting prospects in all of MMA. She's a -5,000 betting favorite. If you're going to bet it like Gippers does. Smoke her in the first round, Dakota.
Yeah, I like that. Big Cheesy says, Johnny Kiefer over Jesper Svensson. Round two matchup. Kiefer's a -130 favorite. I do like that, Big Cheesy. Let us know where you found that pick. I do like Kiefer this week. I liked him a lot last week. He missed the cut. So that's just kind of how it goes for me. Speaking of golf, Buckets, we do have a couple soccer questions I want to get to. One from Twitter, one in the chat. And then we'll finish up with some baseball questions as well. I'm going with a +210. This is just a half unit play. I did this last Friday, too, with Tyler Duncan. It didn't work out for me. If I recall correctly, I took Tyler Duncan +210. Jordan Smith was in that three ball. Jordan Smith was good last week. He's even better this week, as far as I can tell. He's having a good round two. But in this case, again, half a unit play, and I've been a little cold over the last four or five picks, but I don't think this price is right. Aaron Wise has been, anybody who's been paying attention, whether it's the alt events or the main events, Aaron Wise has been pretty good. He hasn't been outstanding, but there was a stretch where he was actually a lot better than people thought. It looked like Aaron Wise was officially back from about 4 years ago, where he had put himself on the map. Nico Echeverria, Carl Phillips, Echeverria's favorite in this one. He had a pretty bad round one. And frankly, you know, the approach play is always going to be good for Echeverria. I'm not sure about anything else. Phillips is a guy that can absolutely combust. We've seen guys go really low so far today and seen guys combust. I put Phillips, he's got a high ceiling, but a very low floor. And Aaron Wise yesterday was just doing everything right. He was gaining pretty much across all categories, marginally, but gaining nonetheless. I think he's just going to play it safe today out in the afternoon. Again, I think +210 is the wrong number. I think he should be close to Nico Echeverria's price, and I think he should be at least tied with Carl Phillips, but he's the third guy in order here. He's been playing too well. I think he's a good course fit, hit a lot of fairways yesterday, a lot of greens in regulation. I think +210 is too far afield from what his number should be. So that's my golf play. Let's go to Buckets. We had a question in soccer, and it was, how do we feel about Bialystok to win outright at +135?
So that was who we had our bet on in Poland. I was on their team total. He's just taking it a different route. I've got Bialystok winning this 2-0, so I'm happy no matter how this plays out, at least based on my prediction. So I think this is a fine way to play in Colin. I just don't trust their opponents at home, and Bialystok is the better team. And see, I got a couple more questions, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
We also had a question about, I can't find it anymore, about NYCFC play Atlanta United today in MLS. How do we bet that? I expect NYCFC to win. I think they're the better team, and Atlanta, frankly, have been very poor this season. But I'm going to give you a more creative way to bet it. NYCFC are doing something very frustrating right now from a betting perspective, and that's they do nothing for the first 15 minutes of every match, and then they immediately score after that. Nine of their last 10 goals have happened in the first half. Live bet this one. Wait 10 minutes, and if there's no goal, slam NYCFC first half goal. Right now it's minus 150 pregame. By the 10th, 15 minute, you're going to get that to plus numbers. I think NYCFC live betting first half goals is the way you want to approach this team.
All right. I've got this. I don't usually pull questions off Twitter, but because we don't have as much soccer in the chat, LASK, both teams to score in Dynamo, team total over 2.5.
So the Austrian Bundesliga starts today, and LASK are a team that's playing Grazer AK. This is the first match of the Austrian Bundesliga season. LASK just won the league last year, which is unfathomable considering you've got teams like Salzburg and Sturm Graz in this league. It was only their second time winning in the last 60 years. I'd be very careful betting on both teams to score because Grazer is not an impressive side and is a team that barely avoided relegation. You're talking about a long break, a team that didn't score a lot last season. There's going to be a lot of nerves, a lot of shaking off the dust here. I don't like both teams to score, but I do like an LASK parlayed with Martin style, under 3.5 goals or something like that. And what was the second question?
It was Dynamo, team total over 2.5.
So that's the other game we bet on. We're on both teams to score there. I said, I think 3-1 Dinamo Zagreb. Dinamo is just leagues better than anyone else in the Croatian HNL. Slaven Belupo are a team that's good enough to score, but Dinamo have scored a minimum of 3 goals in their last 6 head-to-head matches against Slaven. If it wasn't the first game of the season, I'd like it a little bit better, but I still think that's a good way to bet it.
All right, A-Mags, Jeff Stenberg wants to know, PCA over 2.5 hits, runs, RBIs at plus 115. EC, I'll go to you next.
Yeah, I said that I think PCA should have a good game here against him. I mean, lefties, 10 homers, 61 hits in 57 innings. That's 272 average against Will Warren. I think Will Warren could definitely have some issues staying in this game. But again, the game might get canceled. It might get pushed to later in the night. I think there's some extenuating circumstances here, so we'll see what happens.
EC?
P-Crow Armstrong is now even money to win the National League MVP award. Got to put up stats to do that. Got to carry the Cubs because the rest of the lineup is hit or miss. The pitching is a nightmare outside of Imanaga lately. PCA always playing overs for him right now. See ya.
The chat is a really good time right now. Go ahead, Amex.
The other guy in that race, Shohei Ohtani, I know was out of the lineup last night. It's been confirmed he will be back in there today. So it doesn't seem like these will be extended absences for him when they do some of the knee maintenance. He might get the day off after, but it doesn't seem like he'll have, you know, weeks off. So
OMG what LOL is a great YouTube name, everybody. By the way, just so everybody knows, sometimes I'm not looking at the entire chat. Sometimes I'm just looking at questions that have been starred for the benefit of everybody watching and listening. But sometimes I'll click back to just like all the questions, and you guys are absolutely crushing it. So shout out to Jason and Liddy and No Ticky and so many other, Daniel Greer in here as well, Jeff Stenberg, Matt, Rick Von Cannon. Thanks everybody for being in here. All right, let's see. Before we get to the recap screen, Danny Brasco, was there anything else UFC related that you needed to get to?
Yeah, one more from my guy, Darius George. He says, Brasco, what do you think about Michael Oliveira by KO? He is my welterweight prospect to watch out for. He's making his UFC debut. He's huge for the division and he's smart, man. He's patient. He downloads his reads. And then he puts his pressure on and starts counterpunching. He's going to knock out, I think, his opponent, Oban Elliott. He's a minus 350 favorite. I like him as a parlay piece. The minus 140 knockout prop is not that attractive, but I think it happens. And we should definitely be watching for Michael Oliveira. So like the question, Darius.
Official King says Houston Astros money line minus 125, which it sounds to me like you joined the show late, which is totally cool. We had that as a sports line pick. We always start the show with a couple of sports line picks, and the Astros money line was one of those. So yes, we like that. That one's courtesy of Jeff Hockman. You can see that pick and his analysis over at sportsline.com. If you're not already a member, sportsline.com/join. But Official King, make sure at the very least you're subscribed to this Sportsline YouTube channel and the podcast on Apple or Spotify. EC, what did we miss?
Listen, I just want to say this, Sia. It's unbelievable to me listening to Buckets and Danny how they can pronounce these names. I can't even pronounce these golfer names. And these guys, Buckets is throwing out it, or Danny's going itches and all that from Serbia. Buckets is pronouncing things that I don't even think exist. It's unbelievable. By the way, Buckets, I want to say one more thing. I said it last time I was on with you. The World Cup, you were so good. it turned a lot of us who maybe weren't soccer fans really, you know, got into it and made some money off of it. So great job with that. And Danny, you with MMA, it's just unbelievable. Not my sport, but listening to you makes me want to bet it. So keep up the good work, both
thanks,
you guys,
man.
And Mags always.
Darius George in the chat says WNBA tonight, Seattle Storm plus 13 minus 115. That's his pick. Shout out to Calvin for hitting his play yesterday on the prop, the under rebounds. All right, A-Max, I'm going to go to you, and then we're going to go to the recap screen. Anything else we need to clean up?
No, I think we're all good. And I was just mentioning in the chat here, if you want to look for the Paul Skeen strikeouts, the lineup that would be very advantageous for you would be if you get Matt McLean in there instead of Noel V. Marte, if you get Tyler Stevenson in there instead of Jose Trevino. It looks like it should be Trevino because of the trade rumors with Stevenson. But those couple of changes tend to really swing how this lineup would perform on the projections. And, of course, you're missing Spencer Steer as well. So missing a few of those guys could change it from being a strikeout-heavy lineup to maybe a bit easier. So just watch for those as the lineups come out. I still do like Skeens to grab some strikeouts, though.
Real quick, Danny, and then I'll go to you, Buckets. Crispin says, can't wait for morning violence tomorrow. So Paramount Plus, UFC Serbia, what time does the main card start?
I believe it kicks off. The main card will be, let me tell you the prelims, because people tune in right away. The main card should be more like 1 p.m. afternoon, but the prelims normally start around 9, 10 a.m. for these morning Europe cards. I'll just confirm that. But in the beginning of the show, Sia, Buckets called my morning fights Coffee and Murder, which is now being taken to by the chat.
Sorry. Pretty intense stuff, dude.
Buckets, close us out here.
Two things. Josh Davis said, Buckets, what do we think about Argres, Petesti, Moneyline, and over 1.5 goals? This is in the Romanian Super League. They're playing Sixereda. I'd be very careful with this one. Sixereda is very bad, but we're only two matches into the season, so not a whole lot of data to go off of. And frankly, I haven't watched Argres, Petesti play much at all, so I'd rather say be careful than force out a fake answer. And then, for all of you that are betting on our boy Kevin McGoingle, I just Googled it. Apparently, he has a third of the team's total bases stolen, so maybe the dice are onto something. That's all I'm saying.
McCoingle. It does sound like a cartoon movie character.
Hey, McCoingle, get back here.
All right, let's get to the recap screen. Big shout out to Taft for managing everything behind the scenes. We got it. Next time, Taft, we got to get you on the screen talking maybe some golf or whatever else you want to talk about. Speaking of golf, though, I've got a half a unit play on a round 2-3 ball. We're going with Aaron Wise plus 210 over Nico Echeverria and Carl Phillips. We go to Buckets and then Brasco. You guys are going to chime in here. Buckets, start us off.
In the Polish Ekstraklasa, we've got Motor Lublin taking on Jagiellonia Białystok. And we are going with Jagiellonia over 1.5 team total, but we don't hate the money line play as well if you want plus 135. And then GNK Dinamo Zagreb taking on Slaven Belupo. Both teams to score at minus 115. And again, we don't hate Dinamo Zagreb 2.5 team total as well.
Thanks, Buckets. Let's head over to Belgrade. Bogdan Grad by KO sub, plus 200, woo! Numbers off. Alexander Rakic by KO, plus 145, bounce back, Pisari. And Uros Medic by knockout in rounds 1 or 2, minus 145.
All right, and then we go to Cubs money line, minus 144 from the red hot Eric Cohen. And then a round 2-3 ball from Eric. He likes Ryan Gerard to win this whole thing. He put it out on the early wedge at 40-1, but he also likes his round 2-3 ball. Ryan Gerard plus 104 over Mazzoli and Jaeger. Then we go to A-Mags. Rays money line minus 142 and Hunter Green over 7.5 Ks at plus 120. But we're not done with baseball yet because we've got three plays, including a home run prop that we're throwing up here. Yordan Alvarez home run plus 230. You can get that on Sportsline along with all the other Sportsline picks and the home run model picks. It's all at sportsline.com. And if you're not already there at sportsline.com/join, Jeff Hockman also likes the Astros money line minus 125. And prop bet guy likes Ranger Suarez under 16.5 pitcher outs at plus 104. All right. I don't know that we gave Capper Taylor a parlay for his birthday tomorrow, but listen, we can help out on social media. We can put something out there and tag Sportsline or any of us, and we'll get a parlay together. A-Mags, maybe you have one right now?
Well, Steve Folkerts had said in the chat, what about Skeens and Hunter Green each for 7 strikeouts? I don't mind that. You take them both down from the 7.5 lines they're at, and maybe that's a little birthday strikeout parlay. Have some fun rooting for some Ks.
And if you all want to put an SGP together or any sort of parlay, let us know. Tag us over at Sportsline or any of our names, and we'll look into it and we'll ride it with you. All right. Big thank you to Taft on the ones and twos and threes and fours. A big thank you to EC, A-Mags, Buckets, and Danny Brasco. We'll see you maybe from 12 to 1 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. Again, make sure you're tied into the Sportsline YouTube channel. A lot of content coming your way, especially being on the precipice of college football and NFL season. And Buckets, go ahead.
I've got a same-game parlay, or not same-game parlay, a parlay for Capper Taylor I just whipped up, okay? It's plus 15,000. It is V Seppo to win in 60 seconds or less, that Nicholas Cage special parlayed with our boy McGwingle to steal a base, parlayed with Nicholas Ezekiel Fernandez Mercado to score for NYCFC. It's plus 15,000, so $1 Capper Taylor wins you. I'm bad at math here. Should be easy. $150. All happy, yeah?
What the hell?
Oh,
that was sick.
All right, maybe that's probably cash. But if you have any other parlays, let us know. What a great show, everybody. Have a great rest of your Friday. Buckets, if you don't mind, can you close us out?
You know the law. Subscribe.
We rest our kids.